unison, we need a fighting, Democratic member-led union to stop the austerity attacks. Paula Mitchell, Socialist Party Executive Committee. Unison union members want change. After over a decade of vicious government austerity cuts, during which hundreds of thousands of jobs have been cut from local authorities and pay frozen, and with Labour councils willingly wielding the axe on behalf of the Tories, Unison members have again been in the front line during the COVID pandemic. Despite being hailed as heroes for their exceptional work in the NHS, or in care homes, or in looking after vulnerable households that were shielding, and so forth, their award from the Johnson government has been a slap in the face, with another public sector pay freeze and a meager 1% pay offer in the NHS. Last year, in Labour-run Tower Hamlets, 4,000 workers were sacked and rehired on worse terms of employment as part of the council's cuts. Throughout austerity and the COVID crisis, Unison's leadership has failed to mobilize a coordinated fight back. Instead, branches have been left to fight alone with no national campaign. Moreover, Unison's leaders excuse Labour councils passing on Tory cuts, claiming there was no alternative, while continuing to fill Labour's coffers with Unison members' money. Former Unison General Secretary Dave Prentice only supported Jeremy Corbyn's leadership campaign under pressure from the membership, and now his successor Christian McAnee applauds Keir Starmer, who has ruthlessly defeated Corbynism inside the Labour Party, as doing a good job. During the COVID crisis, Unison's leadership effectively shut down the union, refusing to call meetings, threatening disciplinary action against activists who tried to organize, and refusing to support the NHS workers' pay campaign for 15%. And McAnee's response to the NHS insult? A slow hand clap. Boris Johnson's Tories are mired in crisis. But why isn't Unison's leadership taking advantage of the Tories' problems to press forward on members' interests? Where is the national fight on pay? Unison should be taking a lead, calling protests and action, and appealing to other public sector unions to prepare together for coordinated action. By way of an alternative to this inaction, Socialist Party members are standing in the national executive, NEC, elections, including sitting NEC members Hugo Peer and April Ashley, to put forward the fighting program necessary to defend jobs, pay and services. Increased nominations for Hugo, April, and the candidates standing on that program show the desire for change. Socialist Party Scotland member Jim McFarlane has already been re-elected unopposed to the Scottish Mail seat. The Socialist Party also calls for support for other candidates who are genuinely standing on a fighting platform. In last autumn's general secretary election, Hugo Peer attempted to get discussion and a consensus for a single left candidate on a fighting program. But other candidates who stood against the status quo, Paul Holmes, supported by John McDonnell, and Roger McKenzie, supported by Jeremy Corbyn, refused. For the NEC elections, we argued that there needed to be a coordinated left challenge in order to unseat the right-wing incumbents. Again, unfortunately, the members' team grouping around Paul Holmes has not been prepared to discuss, and supporters of Roger McKenzie are supporting right-wing candidates. What change do Unison members need? We argue for a campaigning, socialist leadership, prepared to lead, not just in words but in action. If the members do elect a majority on the NEC for those who argue for change, those NEC members will be tested. Socialist Party members put forward a clear program to fight the public sector pay freeze, for national action to fight austerity and end privatization, and for democratization of our union. Socialist Party candidates stand clearly on a no-cuts platform, calling on Labour councils to refuse to pass on the cuts and instead to mount mass trade union and community campaigns to win the necessary funding. They demand no more members' money should be handed over to cutting and privatizing Labour councillors, and argue for a debate in Unison and the trade union movement about how to achieve genuine working-class political representation.